Blog Talk Radio.
Ms. Severs, how did you feel when the verdict came in?
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I came back to time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go.
What up, y'all? How you doing out there tonight? It's Harrell here with the Rehab with Leaf show on a hump day. What do you know about that? I told you we were going to get another night in, and that's what we're doing. Leaf couldn't make it tonight. He's got things going. He's not having a good day. He's got a lot of work to do. Just got things going. So it's just going to be me tonight. So tune in. We're going to play a lot of music tonight. We're just going to hang out. We ain't really got an agenda. We're just going to do what we do, play some music, talk a little bit. If you got any ideas out there, call on in, 929-477-1660, 929-477-1660. Call in, talk to me. I got the chat room coming up soon. I'll try to keep up with all that stuff. It's tough, man. It's tough to do it all and keep up with the chat, so bear with me. If you come into the chat room, say something, you know. Don't just sit there and sit there. I mean, why would you go in there? So get on there. Let's hang out tonight for a little bit, man. Let's do this, all right? So we're going to start out with some music. I don't even know what we're going to play. I'm just going to pick something out, and we're going to rock on. So stay tuned. We're going to have a fun night, hanging out, doing some music. Let's do this hump day thing, huh? What do you say?
Jerome, put on that Bobby Womack.
Nah, girl, I want to go way back. Oh, yeah, check this out.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the day,
when I was just a little nigger, I looked up to my bigger bro, begged if I could kick it, so when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could mac a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then, when it was 1985, all the way live, I think I was about 10. One of those happy little niggas, singing the blues that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate shit. Saying yo mama black, his mama this, his mama that. Then he get mad and want his crap. We stay mad about 10 minutes, then it's like back on a bike to play hide and go get it with the younger hoes by the bungalows. Then switch to playing ding dong ditch when that gets old and too cold to hack it. Threw on a bomber jacket, you could tell the ballers cause they fell wearing gazelles. If they really had money raised, we sport me cake. And all the girls had they Turkish link. If it broke, then they made earrings too, like they meant to do. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
What?
Back in the days,
when I was young, I'm still back in the days, but now the year is 87, 88. That's when my crew and I were in junior high in seventh grade. I hated school.
Wish it had grown up.
No doubt I couldn't wait to get out
and be a grown up.
But let me finish this, reminiscing and telling about when girls were spelling tight corduroys, like for the boys, basket weave, Nike Cortez and footsie socks, and eating pickles with Tootsie Pops. And it don't stop. I'm glad, cause when JJ Fad did Supersonic, it was kinda like a sport to wear biker shorts or to wear jeans. And it seemed like the masses of Fuji's had poison airbrushed on their asses. Dudes had on Nike suits, and the Pumas with the fat laces, cause it was either that a case with. I miss those days, and so I pout like a grown jerk, wishing all I had to do now was finish homework. It's true, you don't realize really what you got till it's gone, and I'm not gonna sing another sad song, but sometimes I do sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days
I remember
when I was
way
young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid
and everybody
anymore. But some days
say,
I sit and wish
back
I was
when.
A kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days
I remember
when I was
way
young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid anymore.
Back
but
in
some
the
days
when?
I sit and wish
back
I was a kid.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
What?
Back in the day.
When?
Back in the day.
Well, it's the niggero. I figure that now I'm all grown up, because I'm 18 years old, and guess you could say I'm holding down a steady job, and crew steady mobbing, you steady bobbing your head, and I'm paid, so I got it made, but didn't always have clout. Used to live in South Central LA, that's where I stayed and figured a way out. I gave it all I had, so for what it's worth, I went from rags to riches, which is a drag, but now I'm first. So
on in the nose, this is on our way up.
Yeah, we said that we was gonna make it since a kid, and we finally did, but sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid
and everybody
anymore. But some
say,
days I sit and wish
back
I was
when.
A kid.
And everybody
back in the days
say,
when I was young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid anymore.
What?
Back in
some
the days
when? I
sit and wish
I was
a
kid.
And everybody say,
I remember
when I was young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid
and everybody
some
say,
days
I remember way back when.
And everybody
back in
say,
the days,
I remember
when I
way back
not
when.
What?
Back in the days,
when?
I back in the day.
And everybody
back in
say,
the days,
I remember
when
way back
not
when.
And everybody
but
say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody
back in
say,
the days,
I remember
way back when.
What up? It's Terrell here with the Rehab with Leaf show on a hump day, man. Something new we're trying. Thanks for joining in. I got some technical difficulties. Why wouldn't I, right? You know, especially because I'm running the studio. I don't know what I'm doing. And I don't know, music keeps cutting in and out. We're going to figure this out, though. I'm not worried too bad about it. So that was Back in the Day by Hamad. And we got some more coming up. Let's get back to some music. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Thank you. monkeys that love chop and boogie. Oh, with the ball, the bang, the dang, diggy, diggy, diggy. Send the monkeys that love chop and boogie. Oh, with the ball, the bang, the dang, diggy, diggy, diggy. Send the monkeys that love chop and boogie.
My name is King.
Outer Space Boy, he says one day He's got to call in and tell us a funny story about this song. Okay, okay, we're going to do that. You know, see, Outer Space Boy used to drive limos, and he's picked up all kinds of famous people from the airport. He used to pick up everybody. I think, believe he's been with Steven Tyler. He's had all kinds of crazy people. Maybe we'll get him on the horn tonight, call in, and see how he's doing. Tell us a couple stories. Maybe we'll do that. You know, we'll make it a listener night story. You guys call in. We'll listen to you, all right? This is Harrell with Rehab with Leaf on a hump day. Let me know what you think. Hit that blog up, all right? I know it's going to be kind of slow at first because nobody knows about our show tonight. I didn't promote it. I didn't do nothing. So let's do that. Why don't you guys help me out? And let's do this. All right.
Creep on in, on in, on in. I'm riding high, high, high. Whoa. Kind of broke the ceiling, y'all. So all I got is fire. I got fire.
Player, give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that likes to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do be spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So fast across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. It's gone, wrap my lips around the phony. And when it comes to getting another soggy, fools all kick in like Shinobi. Know me, ain't my homie. To begin with, it's too many hands to be. Probably let my friend hit bit. Unless you pull out the fat crispy $5 bill on the real before it's history. Cause who's be having them vacuum lungs? And if you let them hit it for free, you hella dumb. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe. Avoiding all the flick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos. Got me throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie. Cause homies nag me to take the dank out of the baggie. I'm so keyed up, so the joint be burning my hand. Next time I roll it in a hamper to burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Hoochies get hit, but they know they got a pitch and bent. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension. Cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip, cheap. What's up, don't babysit that? Better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it. Cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test of my P.O. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty. But the Tango race straight had me. Stop at the light, man. My yesterday thing got me hung off the night train. You made our fate, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big hashish. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2 though, cut the same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land, can you smoke with my kids? Fuck in smoke, yuck, I spray your layer down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze a pound. Then ease up, speed up through the ESO. Drink the VSOP up, with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's stroller, I'm the roller. That's quick to fold a blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, it's all you need, kicking. Cause we're IBs, we need to have like a foo-foo.
What up, what up? Man, that song's short. I was messing around in here and didn't get something going. Here we go. Rehab with Leap, with Pharrell.
Thank you.
up? What up? Harrell here, Rehab with Leap on a Wednesday. It's our hump day show. We're here on a Wednesday. What do you know about that? All right. Now let's get all you people here on a Wednesday. Let's make it worthwhile. All right. I was just looking at our stats. We got almost 2,600 listeners. Out of those 2,600, we got to have a few out there checking us out, right? You just don't know about it because we don't do Wednesdays. We only do Sundays, Rehab with Leap. Now we do Wednesday, hump day, Rehab with Leap. We're going to do more music on this night. You know, we're going to try to get you guys a little more variety going. We don't have a ton of songs. Our producer doesn't hook us up very hard with songs. So we're looking for a producer because our producer sucks. And I hope he doesn't listen to this. But let's get back to some music, man. Hang out, have some fun, grab the binger, grab a beer, grab a glass of wine. Do whatever you do, man. Relax, all right? Rehab with Leap. This is Harrell.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
Rehab with Leap. Wednesday. What's really going on? It's a Wednesday. We got Rehab with Leap. That's what we do. We had it another night. That's what we're going to do from here on out. Leap works late this night. Is I guess real job. But you know what? I'll be here for you. So tune in. Leap will be here. Maybe he'll come in tonight. He's kind of struggling today with some things at work. You know what? We got me. I got you. While we were rocking out there, while you guys were rocking out, I was taking the liberty to look up a few things, and this is some true Halloween stories that really happened, okay? Here we go. Number one, here we give you 8 true life stories which happened around the spooky annual event. That's Halloween, okay? A 9-year-old dressed in a Halloween costume was accidentally shot by a relative who thought she was a skunk. A skunk, come on. The girl was stood outside her Pennsylvania home during a party when the incident happened. Police said the girl was wearing a black costume and a black hat with a white tassel. A male relative apparently mistook her for a skunk and fired a shotgun, hitting her in the shoulder, arm, back, and neck. She was rushed to the hospital following the incident at Halloween last year. So last year this happened. Dude, she thought his little niece was a skunk and shot her. What an idiot. I guess only in Pennsylvania. No, not only in Pennsylvania. You know, maybe we should take away the guns, right? Yeah, right. Idiots kill people. That's what it should say. Okay, number two. Ronald Clark O'Brien was executed in the U.S. after killing his 8-year-old son, Timothy, by poisoning candy with cyanide on Halloween night in 1974. The father from Pasadena, Texas, has taken out a huge life insurance policy on his 2 children. He gave the poison candy to his son and daughter, but also to 4 other children. What the? Only Timothy ingested the candy and died. O'Brien was executed on in March 1984. So what? This went down in 74. It took him until 84 to kill the dude? Come on. Smoke him right now. I mean, what's really going on? You killed your kids for money? I can't. That just makes me sick, people. That makes me sick. I mean, I don't even know what to say. It makes me sick. That dude just needs to die right now. There's no reason to spend any more money on that guy. He's an idiot. He's a fool. Number three, sorry, I'm down with the kids. I like the kids. I don't like when people mess with the kids. 16-year-old foreign exchange student Yoshihiro Hattori was shot and killed when he attempted to visit a Halloween party in 92. Yoshihiro was with his fellow exchange student Webb Haymaker when they attempted to get into the house party in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Arriving at the house, they decided to go around the back, receiving no response, but Webb was horrified to discover that Yoshihiro was shot dead by the home's owner, Rodney Pierce, who thought the students were burglars. So, I don't understand. You got a party going on. You think someone's going to come rob your house? Is that what you think? I mean, come on. You thought they were burglars. This is all fishy shit to me. I don't dig it. Anyways, number four, the locals in Frederica, Delaware, saw a body hanging from a tree during Halloween in 2005. They assumed it was a scary decoration. Sadly, they couldn't have been more wrong. It was actually the body of a 42-year-old woman. She had been left hanging from a tree for 3 hours before residents realized it was an actual person. Oh, man, well, that's good because she wanted to go, so she ended it herself, you know. I don't recommend it, you know. Life's too good. Even when it's bad, it's not that bad, man. Come on. You know, don't stress, don't worry, because stress and worry don't help nothing. So, man, just let it play its course and do be the best you can. That's what we do. Number five, she hung herself. No one even realized. They thought it was a freaking dummy. Number five, sadly, there are many Halloween horror stories where people have accidentally hung themselves trying to trick friends and relatives. During a Halloween party in 1990, 15-year-old William Anthony Odom from North Carolina accidentally hung himself while staging a dramatic gallows scene. I don't even know what a gallows scene is. What is a gallows scene? Anybody out there know what a gallows scene is? Call in, let me know. I need to know. Or I'll look it up on our next break. Or my break. You guys listen to music. Let's see. Oh, here's one in Napa Valley. Here's one right here, man. Right here in 2004. One of the most horrific recent events to happen on Halloween took place in Napa Valley, California in 2004. Napa, right down the road, man, right by Sears Point, Infineon, Sonoma Raceway, whatever raceway you want to call it these days. Love that track. It's a fun track to ride. Housemates Adrian Isognia, Leslie Ann Mazara, and Lauren had spent the evening handing out candy to trick-or-treaters. After going to bed, Lauren woke to the sound of Adrian screaming at 2 a.m. They ran outside in horror, but after hearing screaming again, she ran back inside. She then discovered both her friends had been stabbed and were barely alive. She again ran out of the house and called 911. Her two friends later died. The killer was Adrian's best friend's fiance, Eric Koppel, who committed the murders because he was jealous of the friendship between Adrian and his girlfriend. What an idiot. Man, that's some people with some serious damage. And what happened to a kid like that, you know? He gets jealous over his chick and her best friend. Are you going to go kill them both? Is that what we do? Is that how we are? What we have resorted to? Wow. Man, okay, number seven. Let's, did I lose my spot? Yes, I did. Okay, here we go. I got it there. Number eight. It's the last one, you guys. Sorry if I'm boring you. This is perhaps every parent's worst Halloween nightmare. Three teenage girls were abducted in Woolridge, Virginia, during a night of trick-or-treating in 2009. Aaron Thomas threatened the girls with a gun before sexually assaulting two of them. Man, I don't even like to read this. The third girl was able to use her mobile phone to call her mom, which caused Thomas to run away. He was caught 2 years later. At least they got the bastard. Man, I can't, you know, like I say, it's hard for me to even read that stuff, you know. Wow, I just don't know what in people's minds say, oh, I'm going to be okay, you know, at that moment. This is going to be okay, you know. I can't even fathom, you know. There's just no compassion for anything. I don't know. Anyways, what time is it? 8:44. We'll play another song. We got an Outer Space Boy calling in, and I don't know what he's going to talk about, man. I don't even remember. Something about Aerosmith, I think, or in that song. So he's always got a good story. So stay tuned. We're going to play a little bit more music. I have no idea what I played and what we're going to play. So let's just rock some Digital Underground. What do you guys think? Hi. Rehab and Leap. Taking it for real.
Well, we're the freaks of the industry. My man Money B. The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G.
Well, they say that verse do it, be do it.
Do it.
Time to freak Money B gets to it. Not a heavyweight, but I go 12 rounds with a jab and a stick. I'm going lick for lick, so give me the helmet. I'll be the stuntman. Just relax, and I won't front like Anita. I'm giving you the best that I got, and I'll be taking it slow. Never missing a spot,
yes.
Caressing your back with just the chest, you're kissing on my freckles. I nibble around your ears before I suck up on your neck.
Oh, Money B.
Yeah, that's what you'll be screaming and creaming. But it's not a wet dream, it's the real. The freak dog, Doc Nasty. Never letting the kitty cat get past me without picking it up, petting, teasing, taking it on home and pleasing it.
Cause we're the freaks of the industry. You's a freak, Money B.
Got that shot, G.
The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G. Say you're G-ing. Nobody else is seeing. And the freak that you're with is in front of you, bending over naked and she's leaning on the dresser.
Booyah.
You're looking at her from the rear.
Yeah.
She looks just like Vanessa.
The right stuff.
Not Vanessa with the singing career, but the X-rated video queen. Know what I mean? Alright, here's the scene. You're lying on your back with your head on the edge of the bed. The booty's 2 feet from your head. Should you A, take the time to find a condom. B, you walk right over and you pound them. C, tell her that you want her love. Well, the answer is D. All of the above, so you're freaking. The furniture's squeaking. She's tweaking, saying that she's weak in the knees. Cheek to cheek and pound for pound. You're taxing it and waxing it and working it around till her booty starts making that clapping sound. Which is cool, but your friends are chilling in the other room. The clapping's getting louder. You don't want them to clown you in this situation. What do you do?
What?
A, you plain and simply back up off her. B, you hit it just a little bit softer. C, you take it out and put it in her butt. Well, D is what I do, so you'll listen up. I put a towel on the floor by the 2-inch gap under the door. Now they can't see me anymore. Check the lock so they can't clock, but they can listen. There'll be no barging in and there'll be no dissing. Getting back to my mission. Break out the whipped cream and the cherries. Then I go through all the fly positions. My head under her leg, under my arm, under her toe. She says, I like it when you scream, baby, let yourself go. I hit it and split it, lick it and quit it. After the ride, put my clothes on and walk outside. And before anybody gets a chance to speak, I say, yo, don't say nothing. I guess I'm just a freak.
We're the freaks of the industry.
Yo, you worse, Money B.
The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to see.
You know what, man? You's a freak. I seen you with that girl at the hotel after that show last week.
What about that time I was in the park?
From it, and if there's a remedy, we don't need it, we just eat it.
Burn down house. half of the gas and a half of the mess. I still weren't found out.
Right here.
So from here on out, it's a chronic soon. Starting the day, it's tomorrow's anew. And I'm still local enough to chunk you to death with a Charleston tune. Slim Shady, hotter than a set of twin babies. And a Mercedes Benz with the windows up when the tip goes up to the mid 80s. Calling men ladies. Sorry, Doc, but I've been crazy. There's a way that you can save me. It's okay, go with him, Haley. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. It's a bunch of gibberish. And motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. It's a bunch of gibberish. And motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre.
If it was up to me, you motherfuckers stop coming up to me with your hands out, looking up to me like you want something free. When my last CD was out, you wasn't bumping me. But now that I got slow company, everybody wanna come to me like it was some disease. But you won't get a crumb from me, cause I'm from the streets of I told them all. All them little gangsters, who you think helped mold them all? Now you wanna run around talking about guns like I ain't got none. What you think, I sold them all? Cause I stay well off. Now all I get is hate mail all day saying Dre fell off. What, cause I've been in the lab with a pen in the pad trying to get this damn label off? I ain't having that. This is the millennium of aftermath. It ain't gonna be nothing after that. So give me one more platinum plaque and fuck rap, you can have it back. So where's all the mad rappers at? It's like a jungle in a habitat. But all you savage cats know that I was strapped with gas when you were cuddling a cabbage patch.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. It's a bunch of gibberish and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. It's a bunch of gibberish and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre.
I'm talking, no one is reborn.
What up? How we doing out there? Rehab with Leif Harrell here, hanging out with you guys on a Wednesday night. What do you know? Let's make this a habit, huh? You guys check me out. I'm going to check you out. We check each other out. That's what we do. I found a few jokes here while I was hanging out. We were rocking out. Let's see. What do you do when 50 zombies surround your house? Say, hope it's Halloween. Or, stupid. Oh, hope it's all. That's stupid. What do ghosts eat for supper? Spookery. Everybody knows that one. What do you call a fat pumpkin? A plumpkin. That's a good one. What room does a ghost not need? Come on, tell me. Living room, obviously. These are stupid, but they're good, you know. Good clean jokes. Why are Superman's costumes so tight? Because he wears a size S. Stupid. What is a vampire's favorite fruit? A nectarine. All right, use some of those. Let's use some of those. It's Halloween. Call in, tell me a joke. How about that? 929-477-1660. 929-477-1660. Call in. Let's talk. We got the chat room up again. I did something with it. I messed it up, so I got it back up there. And let's do some more music. What do you guys say? Thanks for tuning in tonight. This is Harrell, Rehab with Leif on a hump day.
From there, hold my breath. you and Bill Harper would bring a wire between the two houses so you could telegraph to each other. You'll remember the Morse code.
Darkness imprisoning me. All that I see. Absolute horror. I cannot live. I cannot die. Death to myself. Body my only fear.
It's Morse code.
For what?
SOS. Help.
Oh, wow, I'm over here just blabbing away, all muted, no music going. I was talking and talking. How you doing? Rehab with Leaf, it's Harrell. Man, I'll figure this stuff out. I got to unmute it. You guys can't even hear me. You're like, what, is it over? Anyways, that was a little Metallica. We just been rocking out tonight. It's a Wednesday. Yes, I said Wednesday. So let's do this every Wednesday. What do you guys think? You know, you guys are here, I'm here. Let's do this. I'm excited. We've never done this before. So tell a friend. Go like our Facebook page. Give us a call, 929-477-1660. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. You know, a lot of you people listen in the archived version. You can listen to all our recorded shows on Blog Talk Radio, /Rehab with Leaf. All right, and you can listen to all of them. Or go to our Facebook page, Rehab with Leaf. Give us a like. And they're all on there, too. We try to hook it up and keep that thing updated. Anyways, let's get back to some music. Maybe we'll break it down just a little for the end here. I just did an hour and a half tonight, you know, because it was the first night. And, I mean, come on. I know. I should have probably done 2 hours. I'm being lazy. All right. We won't do that next time. All right. So, here's a little Sublime, Bad Fish. All right. We're going to wind it down. We got about 15 minutes. Hope you're doing good out there, man. Hope the middle of your week's good. We're on the downhill side, man. It's almost Friday. It's Halloween. What are you going to be? What are you going to do? Let me know, all right? Let me know. Call in. 929-477-1660. Rehab with Leaf.
Shut up.
Find him, man.
That's gone, dude.
Hey, man, what's up?
Behind the
song right there. That's Toadies, Fossil Kingdom. What's up, y'all? It's Harrell here, Rehab with Leaf on a Wednesday, a hump day. Yeah, yeah. We're excited. I really am. I'm excited. We haven't done this yet. Leaf's not here. He's got things going on. I've only got about, looks like 8 minutes left on this show tonight. I just want to say thank you, guys. Thank you guys for hanging out. Tell a friend, man. Let's get this thing hopping on Wednesdays. It's the middle of the week, man. We'll get over that hump together, all right? We can hang out. We can listen to some music. We'll get some more stuff going on here. We'll get some games going. We'll give you guys some prizes. We got all kinds of stuff. Just get through this little holiday here. And we're going to play some music. And, man, I just thank you guys again for hanging out with me tonight. Sure has been a good time. I always have a good time hanging out with y'all. Man, we usually don't do this, but we're gonna play a little country. What do you guys think? A little country? All right, y'all. Oh, I think country might not work. Here we go. We have a sleep. Hanging out with the rest.
You boys ever met a real country girl? Talking true blue out in the woods, down home.
Country.
Yo, yo, I messed that all up, man. We're running out of time here. We only got 3 minutes. Thanks for tuning in. It's Harrell, Rehab with Leaf. Wish Leaf was hanging out with us, but he's not. So it's just me and you guys. Thanks for hanging out with me, man. I really enjoyed it. We're going to do it again. Tune in Sunday. I don't know what we're talking about because Leaf won't tell me. All right? So see you then. Until then, man, just have a good week. Enjoy it. Don't stress. All right. Rehab with Leaf. This is Harrell. Have a great night.
How did you feel when the verdict came in?